Hello, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. In today's episode, I'm so excited to be here with you, first of all. And second, today I want to talk to you about how can self-care help you heal from a breakup. And I'm going to talk about three ways. So you're probably, if you go online and you start reading, or you read books, or you listen to courses, they all start talking about self-care and why it's so important to help you through the difficult phase of getting over a breakup. And today, I thought that you might be wondering, why does self-care help so much in overcoming challenges in general, and specifically when it comes to getting over a breakup? So I thought that maybe today I want to talk to you about three ways that self-care can help you heal from a breakup. I remember when I was going through this tough breakup that almost cost me my life years ago. Before the breakup, and I think probably for the first 30 years of my life, I haven't had so many routines or rituals as of how I can prepare for myself every day, or having some time for myself to allow for peace and calmness to take over my body. I've never been a sports person. I'm not athletic by any means, appreciate it, but I don't exercise regularly. And therefore, back then, I didn't have the routine. I didn't have the self-care ritual that I did every day to just make sure that I show up as my best and my most conscious and committed virgin starting out my days. But when I started the journey of healing, that was one of the very few things that made a huge difference in my life. And I still do it till this day. Every day, there are no exceptions, and it doesn't matter what's happening in my day. I always do that. I always start my day and end my day with a routine that makes me show up as the person that I know I'm really capable of being throughout the entire day. It sets the tone, it sets the intention, and it makes me so intentional and so conscious of how my day goes, and therefore my days, they keep getting better and better and better, and I continue to have better quality days. I enjoy myself. I'm more present. So I thought, well, this is fantastic, because it's the perfect time for you to start thinking about like how this can shift your life, but also why is it so important for you to establish that, especially at this time, with the challenge that you're going through. Maybe you're having a breakup, you're just painful, it's so difficult. So, without any further ado, let's start with number one. So, the first thing is that self-care gives you the love and the kindness that you want to get from a relationship. I mean, think about that. What is the number one reason we all have relationships, and especially intimate ones? Because we all want to feel loved. We all want to be accepted and appreciated and embraced, and to be, to be part of a unity, to have this amazing and wild experience with another human being, that together we feel like we form a new form of existence. Yes. And so love and appreciation and experiencing kindness, being in the center of someone else's attention, is why we have intimate relationships and relationships in general. Yes. So when you start leading by example, when you establish these self-care rituals and routines every day, starting especially when before starting any day, it gives you this kind of love and appreciation and attention and kindness that we, all of us, it's not just you, but all of us seek out of a relationship. So you're leading by example, you're giving yourself what you are after, and therefore it doesn't make you thirsty. Because when you're constantly thirsty for love and attention, you would just react to the first attempt, even if that attempt is not, it's not satisfying, it's not what you know that you really deserve, but you still go for it because you're so thirsty for this love and attention, because you're not getting it from anybody, but most of all you're not getting it from yourself. Number two is that self-care renews your energy. And that is something that made, oh my God, I can't tell you how much of a difference it gave me, like, in my life. It's so powerful, because every day we go about doing the different activities that we have in our lives. So we work, we exercise, we juggle families and life. And there's so much energy exerted in doing these activities. And over time, what starts to happen is that we start to exert so much energy to the towards the outside that we have very little energy left for our bodies to heal, to renew the cells, and to make sure that our nervous systems are working with its highest capacity, because we don't have enough energy to allow our bodies to go back to homeostasis, to go back to like healing and functioning perfectly again. So when you allow yourself this self-care routine, you're giving your body a chance to renew the energy, and then you would have more energy to learn, more energy to explore, more energy to continue to grow beyond the pain and the challenge that you're going through right now. Number three is that self-care also helps you to calm your autonomic nervous system down. And that is something that I realize that's so important, especially when you face pain or when you have gone through traumatic events or experiences. I mean, think about it, a breakup, someone giving up on you or just letting you go. It's like the majority of us, it's perceived as trauma, and therefore your body starts to shrink back because it's trying to protect you from any possible danger that could be lurking on the outside environment around you. But when you give your body a chance to calm down, your autonomic nervous system starts to get these messages, and it starts to feel safe again. Yes, it's able to trust you. It's able to let go of the constant desire to protect and to stand guard and to be in emergency mode. And it makes it's so beautiful, because now your body can trust you. Now your body trusts life, and now your body and you can trust the unknown, which means the future. So you don't have as much fear as you've had before looking at the future, because you have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. So this constant fear and this constant state of alertness starts to calm down. And all of this allows for physical as well as emotional healing. And then you can experience peace, and you become more present in your life, in your everyday, in your relationship. You become more patient with people. You're not easily provoked, especially in tense situations where people are behaving out of their insecurities. So all of this is so important, and that's why I thought that I should come here today to talk to you about how self-care is so important, because sometimes we tend to think of self-care as a luxury, as something that we cannot afford. Listen to me. It doesn't have to be expensive. B, you don't have to go to anywhere else to experience that. You can just experience that wherever you are, in your apartment, wherever you are, really. Even at work, if you just take a few moments and you do a few breaths, it's going to make a huge difference for you, and you're going to realize how much peace and presence it brings to you, to your body, and to your whole existence and experience of life. So if you find this helpful, listen, we dive deep into that in our Facebook group, especially that towards the end of this month, from 25th to the 29th, I have already designed the 5-day challenge. It's called From Breakup to Break Free Challenge. From Breakup to Break Free Challenge. It's going to take care to happen from 25th of June to the 29th. And all you need to do to be part of this challenge is to go to the link that you find in the description of this episode. Or you can go to Facebook and in the search bar, you can type From Breakup to Break Free Challenge. A private Facebook group is going to pop up. Click join the group and I'm going to welcome you. Be so happy and excited for you to join me, to join an amazing and beautiful group of women who are going through the same challenge, but who are so committed to getting to the other side, victorious, peaceful, living with joy, with appreciation, and way over the pain and the struggle that you might be feeling right now. Listen, I know how tough breakups can be. I know that they can be so tense and so heartbreaking, and so there's so much anguish and agony and pain of going through this. And therefore, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go through this on your own. You don't have to feel alone. There are so many amazing women who are going through the same experience, and I made it my mission to create this community of like-minded people, like-minded women who are there to support each other and who are there to show up and to have each other's back. Trust me, this is going to be unlike anything that you've ever experienced. I put so much time and effort and passion and energy into this community and this whole group because I know how much need is for it. There's so many people, so many beautiful and well-deserving women who are struggling. Then they don't have, and they have no clue what to do. And that's why I want to show up and be there for you. So please go to the Facebook link that you find in the description of this episode. Sign yourself up. Just join the group, and we're going to start from 25th to the 29th of June. We're going to show up live for 1 hour every day for 5 days in a row, and I'm going to share with you the lessons, the strategies, the philosophies, the things that I the practice to go from being severely depressed, even suicidal, to where I am today, living with so much joy, appreciation, and passion for life. I can't wait to share more with you. I know you're going to learn a ton. I know you're going to be able to shift your life as a result of the things that you get from the challenge as well as from the Facebook group. Listen, this challenge is free. You don't have to pay a dime for it. All you need to do is just show up to yourself and put the time and energy into you. Do the self-care, and as I told you in today's episode, there's so much that you can get from taking care of yourself, and therefore, you start to give others, but it only starts with you giving back to yourself. So please click on the face on the link, show up, go there, and I'll see you on the other side. Please take care of yourself, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.